Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Welcome to my first video of 2021. I don't want to waste too much time with politics and trivial stuff, but I really thought I have to show you something. I came across a video of Donald Trump that was banned. Now, Alex Linder and I have done a number of shows where we've discussed the Stalin election. And I spent a lot of time analyzing the Stalin election in November and December because I thought it was very important. I'm quite certain that in the future you will find that there will be Jews and liberals and other shitbags, and they will be saying that, no, this election wasn't stolen, it was all a figment of everybody's imagination, etc. You need to record and keep data of things that appear to be obvious. I assure you, within a couple of years, even a couple of months, they'll be lying about it. And much later, when people are interested in it, then everyone will have thrown away the data, and that is very, very wrong. I've seen this happen too many times, especially here in Southern Africa. So this particular election, I focused on it intensely because of all the nonsense that was going on. What I really wanted to show you in this video is a piece of film footage that they say is banned, that's been taken down everywhere. It's of a press conference that Trump gave in the White House over Christmas, where he spoke about the stolen election. And this is very important, and that's what I want you to see. However, as I'm recording this on the 9th of January 2021, we've had the 6th of January get together in DC, and then people stormed into the Capitol Hill, and now Trump is being banned by all the big tech. And this is extremely important. They're trying to shut him up, and they're even willing to ban him even in his final days as president. So you had the Jewish garbage bag of the Jew Zuckerberg, for example, who put out his little junk statement about why the president needs to be banned from Facebook, why he did it for the good of the country, blah, 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 and assorted garbage. Trump has been banned not only from Facebook, he's also been banned from Instagram. Twitter has put a sort of a temporary ban on him, but I suspect it's just a matter of time before they totally get rid of him. And this is very interesting. You see, we're involved in a battle over communications and spreading messages, and they are trying to silence Trump. Now, I'm absolutely convinced the election was stolen. Absolutely convinced. There is so much to say about that. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that it was stolen. However, a lot of sophisticated things have been going on. And I suspect that they've been silencing attorneys. They've been doing all kinds of other things. I think there's a whole bunch more to this than meets the eye. That there were ways of trying to stop him. There was a lot of effort that went into this, and it was very sophisticated, and no question about it, the elite, big companies, Jews, all the people who've got power have conspired against Trump, and the goal is to get rid of him because he's too dangerous, he's opened too many doors. There's an American liberal named Keith Olbermann, and I'll return to him in another short video. I want you to hear what he said in October of 2020. He was absolutely raging mad, and he said that Trump has to be destroyed. And the reasons he gives are important. But anyway, I want you to take a look at a few things. The first thing is that after this banning of this election speech, the other issue that's now come up in recent days because of January the 6th is all the big tech and mass media who've obviously had it in for Trump are pretending that they have to do certain things for the benefit of the country. All nonsense, of course. And their real goal is to ban Trump. And I'm absolutely astounded that the Jew Zuckerberg banned him off Facebook, that he's been knocked off Instagram, and he's already suspended on Twitter. It's probably just a matter of time before they totally ban him off Twitter. But I think that this is good. There are many things about Trump that make me think that maybe the best of Trump will happen when he's outside the White House. That the real battle has only just begun. That there are angry Americans, as can be seen from the events at Capitol Hill, and that there is anger at the stolen election, etc. I don't think Trump is that stupid. He knows how to play people. And I've said it a number of times that Trump has done his best work on Twitter. And it may be that when Trump is out of the White House and he's back in his normal element, that he might do something. I'm really hoping that Trump has still have some life in him and that the rest of the white right, especially our media, are going to carry on the fight. I saw that Torba, who's in charge of Gab, that Torba has put out a note saying that he's already approached Trump. He wants Trump on Gab. I really hope he pulls it off. And if only we can get Trump onto other platforms, then it's going to grow things in the white right. And I have a feeling that Trump might go down this path. I don't see him being silenced easily. And he may be playing this thing because he's got ideas himself. And maybe he's going to start off some kind of media. And I hope so. Because this is what we need. We need an alternative media. And already our media is big. And our media can do a lot. We've got our websites. We've got BitChute. We've got other video platforms that are coming up. And I think the time is right for the white right to take on the mass media. And Trump can be the key energizing factor because he's got something like 28 million supporters or something like that. And if he switches to a platform, he can take that platform and make it huge in no time at all. Even if only 2 or 3 million people pitch up there, it's going to be huge. And things like Parler have been growing like crazy. I think everything is ready for our mass media to really get a boost. And Trump and this election thing could be the key thing. And Trump himself has been playing this Twitter thing since about 2012 or earlier. And he's pretty good at this. And I think that Trump knows how to play power politics with common people. And even if he didn't deliver on this and didn't do that and so forth, once he can talk as a free man, it could get interesting. And the big thing for me has been the hope that COVID and the Stalin election is going to keep energizing the white right. But if Trump himself is busy with this and he's saying things, that could rock. That could rock. So these bastards have now gone and actually banned him overtly on the social media platforms. And I think this can work for us big time. I think this can work big time for us. But the big thing is, can Trump go and start up some of his own stuff? Can he support other social media, etc.? That is the big thing. If he can carry on with this stuff, then I think huge things are possible. The time is right for a big rebellion against the mass media. And I think everything's in place. It could give us the thing that we need, the boost that we need for all of us to be able to attack the mass media and have new platforms and have new people coming in. I think it's huge. But the first thing I want to show you here, the first thing I want to show you is a little news clip from, I think it's Sky News. And they are talking about the banning of Trump. And then I want you to have a look at the real thing that I want you to see, which is the banned speech that he gave at the White House. That thing is very good. That thing needs to keep on circulating. So here's the Sky News item.
Good afternoon, and we start with some breaking news. The president, President Trump, has been banned indefinitely from Facebook and Instagram, and at least until the end of his presidency. According to Mark Zuckerberg, in a statement, he said the shocking events of the last 24 hours clearly demonstrate that President Donald Trump intends to use his remaining time in office to undermine the peaceful and lawful transition of power to his elected successor, Joe Biden. His decision to use his platform to condone rather than condemn the actions of his supporters at the Capitol building has rightly disturbed people in the US and around the world. We removed these statements yesterday because we judged that their effect and likely their intent would be to provoke further violence. Following the certification of the election results by Congress, the priority for the whole country must now be to ensure that the remaining 13 days and the days after inauguration pass peacefully and in accordance with established democratic norms. Over the last several years, we've allowed President Trump to use our platform consistent with our own rules, at times removing content or labelling his posts when they violate our policies. We did this because we believe that the public has a right to the broadest possible access to political speech, even controversial speech. But the current context is now fundamentally different, involving use of our platform to incite violent insurrection against a democratically elected government. We believe the risks of allowing the president to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great. Therefore, we are extending the block we have placed on his Facebook and Instagram accounts indefinitely and for at least the next 2 weeks until the peaceful transition of power is complete. So President Trump banned indefinitely from Facebook and Instagram. He's been banned temporarily from Twitter as well. We'll wait to see whether that is extended too.
Now here is the real video that I want you to see. This is a speech that he gave in the White House, I think sometime around about Christmas 2020. Listen to him describe everything that happened in the election and why he believes it's fraudulent, etc. To me, this is an absolutely excellent summary of what happened. And I think this needs to be preserved for its historical importance. This is a very important speech. And apparently, the big tech companies immediately took this thing down.
My fellow Americans, today I want to explain to you why I am so determined to pursue every legal and constitutional option available to stop the theft of the presidential election. As president, one of my most solemn duties is to protect the integrity of your sacred right to vote. This year, using the virus as a pretext, Democrat officials in the key swing states illegally violated their own state laws in order to enable, encourage, and facilitate fraud on a scale never before seen in the history of our country. The truth is, we won the election by a landslide. We won it big. Today, I'm going to give you the facts that every American needs to know. Let's go back to the night of the election. By midnight, we had a commanding lead in the swing states. We won Florida by a record number of votes. We won Ohio by a record number of votes. And likewise, we won Iowa by 8.2%, far different than the false narrative portrayed in the media. We were up by 293,000 votes in Michigan, 112,000 votes in Wisconsin, 356,000 votes in Georgia, and nearly 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania, all swing states. These numbers were absolutely impossible for Joe Biden to overcome, and the Democrats knew it, and everybody forecasting knew it and understood it well. Our nation's greatest political professionals were calling to congratulate me on our victory. Then suddenly everything started to disappear. Everything started to change. The vote counting abruptly stopped in multiple states. In the middle of the night, a series of massive and statistically inconceivable vote dumps overturned the results in state after state. At 6:31 a.m., very early in the morning, Michigan suddenly reported 147,224 votes. 94% for Biden, 6% for Trump. At 4:42 a.m., Wisconsin reported 143,279 votes, almost all of them for Biden. A similar massive drop of ballots happened in Georgia at 1:34 a.m. Again, almost all of these votes for Biden. These gigantic and ridiculously one-sided spikes were miraculously just enough to push Joe Biden into the lead in all of the key swing states. These glaring anomalies are just the tip of the iceberg. We won 18 of 19 bellwether counties, a record, that have correctly predicted the winner of every presidential election for the last 40 years. We also won Ohio, Florida, and Iowa by historic margins, meaning Biden would be the first candidate since 1960 and only the second candidate in American history to win the White House while losing all three of those major states. And it wasn't even close. With Joe Biden at the top of the ticket, the Democrats lost 25 out of 26 toss-up House seats. That's a record. Democrats were projected to gain 15 seats, and instead, because of my success and coattails, as they call them, they lost 14 seats. So think of that. They were going to win big, and they ended up losing big. My campaign received more votes than any president in history. Almost 75 million people voted for me. We earned approximately 12 million more votes than we got in 2016, the largest vote increase for an incumbent president ever recorded. I also received the largest share of non-white voters of any Republican in over 60 years. In fact, we did better with African-American and Hispanic voters everywhere in the country, except for a small handful of corrupt Democrat-run cities in key swing states, places notorious for fraud, such as Milwaukee, Detroit, Atlanta, and Philadelphia, all run by Democrat machine politicians. No president has ever lost re-election while making such extraordinary gains across the board. There's never been anything like it. Yet despite all of this evidence of a thundering Trump victory and all of those projections all through the night, they want us to believe that Joe Biden, who seldom left his basement to campaign, somehow received 11.7 million more votes than Barack Obama, and he beat Barack Obama all over the country. It is historically, mathematically, politically, and logically impossible. It did not happen. He did not win. We won by a landslide. Over the past 7 weeks, we have put forth abundant evidence proving how the Democrats perpetrated this monstrous fraud on the American people and indeed the world. First, we have shown that officials in virtually every key swing state brazenly violated their own state laws in order to change election procedures, eliminate safeguards, promote fraud, and illegally benefit Joe Biden. And legislatures, which have to make the changes, were seldom, if ever, used. For example, Pennsylvania's radical Democrat Secretary of State suspended all signature verification requirements, breaking Pennsylvania law, not to mention the big and very illegal ballot drops. In Michigan, the Secretary of State, a Democrat, illegally flooded the state with absentee ballot applications, even though Michigan law strictly limits the distribution of absentee ballots. In Wisconsin, the major Democrat cities deployed over 500 unmanned, unsecured ballot drop boxes that were blatantly illegal, paving the way for unlawful ballot harvesting and tremendous fraud. In Georgia, the Secretary of State began illegally processing ballots weeks before Election Day and also destroyed the signature verification systems in violation of the law. Many other horrible things were done in Georgia. These actions alone were more than enough to rig the election results for Democrats. Second, the absentee ballot rejection rates prove that hundreds of thousands of illegitimate ballots were counted in the key states. This was sufficient to change the election results all on its own. In 2016, 6.4% of mail-in ballots were rejected in Georgia. This year, fewer than a tiny percentage of 1% were rejected. So you went all the way down, a difference of more than 30 times. The same phenomena occurred in Pennsylvania and other states. They were accepting all of these ballots, many of which were absolutely illegal. In a year in which the number of mail-in ballots was the highest ever, the rejection rate was magically the lowest ever, and it wasn't even close. The only possible explanation is that tens of thousands of ballots were unlawfully processed and counted. Most Americans would be shocked to learn that in no swing state is there any meaningful attempt to verify citizenship, residency, identity, or eligibility for mail-in ballots. The potential for illegal activity is unlimited, and that's what we just experienced. Third, hundreds and hundreds of witnesses have come forward to testify under penalty of perjury about the cheating and fraud they saw with their own eyes. Witnesses have sworn that they saw poll workers illegally backdating thousands of ballots, counting batches of the same ballots many times, and unloading boxes and boxes of ballots, all bearing the same signature, and all for Joe Biden. Other witnesses have testified to seeing thousands of so-called pristine ballots with no creases or folds, all voting for Biden. When you have no fold, it means it wasn't mailed. It means it was a fraud. Republican poll watchers were denied critical access as hundreds of thousands of votes were counted in Democrat-run cities in the essential states. There is even security camera footage from Georgia that shows officials telling poll watchers to leave the room before pulling suitcases of ballots out from under the tables and continuing to count for hours. The reason they were forced to leave the room is they said there was a major water main break. The water main break never happened. There was no water main break. In many cases, Republican poll watchers were physically removed from rooms. In addition, there is the deeply troubling matter of Dominion voting systems. In just one Michigan county alone, 6,000 votes were switched from Trump to Biden, and the same system was used throughout a majority of the United States. No satisfactory explanation has been offered for why Dominion systems are able to switch votes with a mere push of a button. In Arizona, the state senate has recently issued a subpoena for a forensic audit of the voting machines, and similar investigations must be conducted in every state using Dominion systems immediately. In Texas, they don't allow Dominion systems to be used. As I have just laid out, we have unveiled overwhelming evidence of election fraud. None of this should ever have been allowed to happen in the United States of America. It is a travesty of democracy. It's a shame upon our republic. In 2016, we caught them by surprise. From that moment, they had 4 years to work on the scheme to rig the 2020 election. The rigging of the 2020 election was only the final step in the Democrats' and the media's years-long effort to overthrow the will of the American people and destroy our movement by any means possible, any means necessary. For months and indeed years before the election, the media, the big tech giants, and the Democrat Party were openly colluding to deceive the American public. Earlier this year, it was proven beyond any doubt that Joe Biden's family received millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party. Yet the media and tech companies worked together to completely censor this information. Our country no longer has a free press. It is a press of suppression. It is a press where the truth will never come out. It is the greatest and most shocking scandal involving a presidential candidate in modern history. But surveys show that half of those who voted for Joe Biden have never even heard of the story. This is not the first and only time that the media and the Biden campaign flagrantly lied to the American people. They repeatedly insisted that we would not produce a vaccine for the China virus before the middle of next year. And yet before the end of this year, we have already authorized two vaccines with tens of millions of doses in distribution and hundreds of millions more on their way. This is being talked of as a great medical miracle. In this sense alone, the media and the Democrat Party lied to the American people to try to steal the election. Also, polls. In order to deter voter turnout, the media had me down in certain polls by 15, 16, and 17% in states that I won or came very close to winning. If this egregious fraud is not fully investigated and addressed, the 2020 election will forever be regarded as illegitimate and the most corrupt election in the history of our country. Americans must be able to have complete faith and confidence in our elections. The fate of our democracy depends upon it. Now is the time for the American people to raise their voices and demand that this injustice be immediately corrected. Our elections must be fair, they must be honest, and they must be transparent, and they must be 100% free of fraud. We won this election by a magnificent landslide, and the people of the United States know it. All over, they're demonstrating. They're angry. They're fearful. We cannot allow a completely fraudulent election to stand. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.